So at the very end of that first reading, my mind wandered a little bit, and instead of hearing "with none to disturb them," I heard "for with nuns to disturb them," and I was trying not to laugh up here. But that aside, I think the golden thread through all of those readings, including the psalm, is really humility and simplicity. That if we go back and reread those, it's all through all of those readings. Which raises the question, why is it that that is what God wants for us? Why does God want humility for us? And it's really because humility means accepting the truth. That's one way of talking about humility, that it's accepting the truth, the world, life, myself, as they really are, not as they wish they were, not acting like there's something different, but really living in reality is humility. And I think that's important because we all know the alternative, probably from personal experience. The alternative being trying to figure out how we measure up. And we do that either by comparing to the people around us or by setting up standards inside. And if we meet these standards, then we know how we stack up. And then once we've done that evaluation, once we've seen how we compare, once we see how we measure up, it's usually not good enough. And so then we try to seem better. We try to be better. We try to conceal our weakness. We try to hide all of those places that we don't feel like we're measuring up. We're trying to make sure that people see us how we want them to see us, not how we really think we are. And all of that managing is a form of hiding. And it's so familiar because it's our default. It's our default ever since the fall. That's part of that inheritance we get from Adam and Eve, that just as they fell and the first thing they did was cover themselves up and hide, that's our default too. That ultimately we know we're made for love, but we're afraid that we aren't loved, or that we won't be if people really see us. And so we hide ourselves, just like Adam and Eve did. And because he wants to free us from that, because he wants to restore us to living as sons and daughters, not living as orphans, Jesus Christ comes and he cuts right through all of that posturing and pretending, all of that hiding that we try to do. St. Paul says, "Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong, and God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God." Imagine your pastor coming to you and saying, "Yeah, you're lowly and despised and you really count for nothing." That'd be hard to hear. But that's what St. Paul does because he knows it's ultimately good for his people. And it's not because God wants to cut us down and belittle us, make us feel like nothing, but God comes to us and he does that because he wants to free us from the suffering of trying to prove that we're enough, of trying to prove who we are, of taking all of that burden of measuring on ourselves. And so that freedom from measuring, freedom from evaluation, that's what humility offers. Because when I'm living in humility, I'm not acting like I'm higher than I am, but I'm also not acting like I'm lower than I am. I'm not really worried about either of those because I just know I am what I am and I can't really do much about that. And so God invites us to live in the truth that's even deeper than all of the ways we try to measure ourselves and evaluate ourselves. He invites us to live in the truth that at baptism, even before baptism, that we're created out of love, and then at our baptism, that we're chosen in Christ to become a beloved son or daughter. And because of that, that we receive at baptism, what the Father says about Christ at his own baptism is true about us too. That just like at Christ's baptism, the Father said, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." In the same way, he looks at you and says that exact same thing. And so humility is choosing to trust in that rather than falling back on measuring, comparing, evaluating, constantly checking how I'm doing. Humility, trusting in what God tells us, frees us from that unrelenting taskmaster of trying to prove that we're enough. Because ultimately, we're created to be loved, first by God and then by the people around us. And if I try to be self-reliant, self-sufficient, to protect myself by hiding in all of those ways, that directly undermines the very thing I say that I want. And so the Beatitudes can serve as a list of ways that we die to self-reliance, that we die to self-protection, that we die to striving so hard to measure up. Because there's a list of all of these things, right? Those who mourn, those who suffer, those who are poor. And all of those things, our normal reaction would be to see that unpleasant thing and then to take matters into our own hands to make it go away. If I'm mourning, I'm going to do whatever it takes to not be sad any longer. If someone's wronged me, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that right, to make justice happen. But Jesus actually says that, no, mourning is blessed. Being merciful is blessed. He asks us to realize that by experiencing those unpleasant things and instead of pushing them away or running away ourselves, that if we choose to endure them and in the middle of that suffering to trust that I'm loved, that I'll really receive what I need from the Father, that will be enough. Because you'll notice Jesus does not say, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will comfort themselves." He says, "They will be comforted, that someone else will come." But if we're doing it ourselves, we don't leave space for that. We don't leave space for God, and we don't leave space for others. If we're trying to prove that we're strong, that we're capable, that we never make mistakes, we don't leave room for God or others to come and help us. But to be honest, after living in that default mode of self-reliance that we're all born into, many of us live years there. And after living that way for so long, choosing to let go of self-reliance, to let go of self-protection, feels terrible. It kind of feels like being naked and exposed, like Adam and Eve felt in the garden. It kind of feels like slowly starving, that I'm not giving myself what I'm used to. I'm waiting for God. And that suffering of waiting, calls for what's really heroic about humility. That heroic trust that what the Father says about me is true. That I am the beloved. That he will give me what I need. The Father approves of you. He's chosen you in Christ and poured out the Holy Spirit upon you. So there's nothing left that you have to prove to yourself or to anyone else.